Tap into your power source. Plug in and get charged. First, a reading from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 20. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Now in the business world, power is important. Power is defined by organization charts, titles and positions, job duties and responsibilities, perks and privileges, office location, access to data and information, annual bonuses and promotion opportunities. Executives, mid-level manager, supervisors, foremen, and team leaders have power. Yes, individuals have power. It's all a matter of degree. As a Christian, you must ask yourself, 1. What power do I have? 2. Where does my power come from? 3. Does my power come from man or God? 4. If God has anointed me with power, how will I know if I have it, and how am I supposed to use it? 5. Am I using my power according to his will or my own? In the spiritual realm, we were filled with the fullness of God, his love and grace, when we connected with Jesus Christ, the root source of our power. We have spiritual power when we walk in love and obey God's commandments to love others. When we stand and operate in God's circle of love, we access the anointing and power of God through his grace. When we fail to love God and others, we are cut off from our power source. Child of God, remember that God is love. He anointed us with his grace because he loved us. I encourage you to tap into your power source, the grace and love of God, be empowered, model Jesus, and connect with everyone you meet by being loving, kind, and compassionate. Father, thank you for your love and for the sacrifice of your Son on the cross. Holy Spirit, give me a heart transplant today with a heart that is clean, pure, and filled with God's love and compassion, and teach me to walk in love at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.